From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. What to do in Iraq was the question being discussed today at President Bush's ranch in Texas. Mr. Bush has promised to announce a revised Iraq policy early in the next year, and today he sat down with his National Security Council. His aides say no decisions have been made yet, but that a plan is beginning to take shape. The president is believed to be considering a large but temporary increase in U.S. troop levels. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Crawford, Texas.
There is much anticipation as the president mulls what the administration calls a new way forward in Iraq. Originally, a major speech was planned for before Christmas. Then it was put off until the new year. The White House still won't say when it will come, and the president offered no clues today.
I've got more consultation to do. Until I talk to the country about the plan, obviously we'll continue to work with the Iraqi government. Key to success in Iraq is to have a government that's willing to deal with the elements there that are trying to prevent this young democracy from succeeding.
Today's session, called a non-decisional meeting by the White House, included a lengthy presentation by the new defense secretary, Robert Gates. He discussed his just-completed trip to Iraq. Others attending included Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Vice President Cheney, General Peter Pace, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley. A White House official says the meeting lasted nearly 3 hours and then continued over lunch. Afterwards, speaking to reporters in the dirt driveway of his ranch, the president recognized that he'll have to sell his plan, whatever it is, to Congress. He wouldn't say if it includes the possibility that some 30,000 additional troops will be sent into Iraq. Such a potential increase is described by the administration as a short-term surge, but critics argue that a more appropriate term would be an escalation of the mission, that once deployed, it might be hard to pull those forces out as quickly as planned. Again, here's the president.
I'm going to talk to Congress. Not only will I continue to reach out to Congress, but members of my team will do so as well. I fully understand it's important to have both Republicans and Democrats understanding of the importance of this mission.
The president closed by saying his thoughts are with families who have just gone through a holiday without loved ones who are serving overseas.
My thoughts are with the troops as we head into 2007. People always ask me about a New Year's resolution. My resolution is that they'll be safe. And that we'll come closer to our objective.
Mr. Bush took no questions, heading back inside to a wintertime break from Washington, but not from the most difficult issue confronting his presidency. Don Gagne, NPR News, Crawford, Texas.